time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're on again here from the building. Let me see. This is the heart failure down below us on the first floor, the heart failure clinic. Up here we have offices, and we're located at the corner of Prospect and West Center. Yeah, and years ago this building, of course, was used for other things, but we're the one of the larger structures now in downtown Marion, between this building and one across the street in the Harding Hotel and the courthouse. Speaking of height. Okay, and how are you all doing today? Are you coming to the Popcorn Festival? Now, if you haven't been there yet, you wouldn't know what kind of food they're offering, but I'm sure all of the same that you've been used to, plus maybe there's some additional. Where is the popcorn? Who is, and you don't need, this could, not a commercial, you know, we just tell me, who is selling popcorn? Name the groups selling popcorn. Fine and dandy. Doesn't cost you a thing to tell me what groups are selling popcorn at the festival. And what other things? Bourbon chicken. I'm sure there's bourbon chicken here. That's one of the most popular things anymore. Okay, here we go. All right, just a second. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to know if anyone knows what that structure is that they're building by the Harding Memorial.
Oh.
It's in a pyramid shape.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have been asking that, and I don't know if we got a 100% sure answer, but here is the thing that I've heard it's supposed to be. Remember this man that died recently? He was very well known. In fact, his name was Kaufman.
All right.
And he and his wife had built the Kaufman Dog Park east of Marion.
I see.
And he was involved in a lot of different businesses. He was a pilot and an entrepreneur. His dad used to have a wiring assemblies plant, then he bought it. But his name was Kaufman, Marty Kaufman. Now, I've heard that that's going to be where he's going to be placed. He died a few weeks ago.
Is that C-O-F-F or?
K, K-A-U.
I see, I-U-S-C-O-F-F. I'm a nurse, and I had taken care of a man named Kaufman.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But it's spelled differently.
Yeah, K-A-U-F-M-A-N, yeah, Kaufman. But that supposedly is the big thing that's going to be. But, you know, I don't know for sure. See, that's property owned by the Marion Cemetery.
I see. Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
And as a nurse, I also take care of a man named Joe McWilliams. And he has so many stories to tell. He used to be an umpire, and he was inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, no kidding.
But he did many games around here in Marion, and I just thought maybe you could give a shout-out to Joe McWilliams. He's in the nursing home right now. He's having rehabilitation.
Okay, which nursing home is he located?
Marion Manor.
Marion Manor, okay. And he's doing a recuperation there?
Yes, he'll be able to go home. But he's just a fine gentleman that was a big part of the Marion community.
Wow.
As far as sports goes.
And his name again?
Joe McWilliams.
Joe McWilliams. Wow. Did he umpire baseball or football?
He umpired baseball.
Okay.
Was his main thing. But he did girls basketball. He did football. He did just about everything. Like I said, he was inducted in the Hall of Fame for a referee.
Yes. Well, that's great. That's good to hear. So I hope he hears this or finds out we talked about him.
Yes, that would thrill him to death.
Well, that's good.
And it's so good to talk to you. It's wonderful that the radio station is still on.
Yeah, and we're open for everything here. We, you know, since the community lost a lot of its publicity thing, you know, when WMRN went strictly computerized or whatever,
right.
We're trying to fill that void here.
Well, you most certainly are, because I see where they've taken the sermons off of the radio stations. Now you have to go to a podcast through your tablet or some other instrument to be able to hear any
kind
of a sermon, and they're old sermons.
We have we broadcast a couple of Sunday sermons from Trinity Baptist and one other church.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I'll later on here, I'll tell you where you can hear those and what time.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
Because I still rely on my radio, and I guess that's...
That's good. Keep us there, and we will keep you informed.
That's right.
And
okay, thank you so much.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'll find out from Scott on the schedule those sermons, so she can make use of that, too. All right. Oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, the pollen from the corn plant comes from the tassel.
Yeah, the tassel, yeah. There's no hassle about the tassel, that's for sure.
No hassle about the tassel, sir, that is correct.
Yes, and would you like a prize?
I would love a prize.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Daniel Hall.
Daniel Hall, okay. All right, I've got zoo tickets. And,
zoo tickets?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be. My little 2-year-old would love the zoo.
Well, that's...
I've been on taking her for a while now.
Hey, that's
and
great.
And my fiance.
Now, I have to tell you, you know where we're located?
Of course.
We're right downtown. You know that?
By the Ohio Health Building?
Yes, on the second floor.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, great. I'm glad you know.
So I can just show up sometime and pick them up?
Do that. Yeah, anytime. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. I might bring a buddy with me. I think a friend of mine might have just won some tickets from your show.
Good. Too. Okay. That's great. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, too.
Absolutely. Thanks for the prize, sir.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. All right. And the time right now is 11:21. And how are you doing today? Okay, you're coming to the Popcorn Festival today. What's your favorite food? And I'm sure they've got your favorite. No, now what I like, you know, I like gyros or heroes or J-Y-R-U-O. J-Y-R-O. Some pronounce it hetero. The Greek pronounce it hetero. Something like that. Well, a lot of us English call it gyro. But it's good. You know, the meat in that is a combination of, beef and sheep. Yeah, beef and sheep. What, let me see. That is, yeah, okay. And, they buy that roll, and it spins around and around. And as it spins around, they take a knife and cut down and pack that into that pita-type bread and so forth and put other things with it. Ooh, it's kind of messy. You need to wear a bib when you eat it, but that's what I like. And I like some different things. Let me see, what different this year? Of course, a lot of you haven't been down to the festival yet because it's just starting now. It's 11:22. It's been in operation technically for 22 minutes. So if you have a favorite food, though, let me know. We'll find out if your favorite food is still there. Okay, 740. 383-9944. There's probably a lot of people listening, maybe on their smartphone to us, as they're going up and down the festival. And if you are, let us know what it's like. Yeah, our number to call is 740-383-9944. If you're in the festival area, give us a call. Okay, here we go. And good morning, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
All the food they got down there at that festival, just stay home and you got to buy it a lot cheaper.
Well, that's always the case, of course. But people go to festivals for the fun of going.
Seconds, Charlie.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Okay, all right. Bye. Yeah, you can buy everything cheaper at home and fix it yourself, but it's fun getting out. And you know, yesterday we had been saving up some quarters and dimes and nickels and pennies, and we cashed them in so we'd have money to spend at the festival. And now we got the money to spend at the festival. I'm trying to think of what we're going to eat. What would be the choice? Now, my wife, has different tastes than I do. And I like different things. Now, what is different this year at the festival? What kind of food would you say, I've never seen that before? Because people come to festivals to eat, don't they? Yeah. Okay. And, okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, it's Doug Heston again.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi to my buddy Daniel Hall. I just heard on the radio. Hopefully he's still listening.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Yes, good.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, we'll see you. Okay, bye. All right, Doug Heston. All right, Doug. Okay, yeah, so if you find anything different this year at the festival food-wise, let me know. Because usually they publish a paper that it comes with the newspaper of all of where the concessions are and the name of the concession. But they don't have that this year. And so I would like to find out from you, what is different in food-wise? Are there different places different than before at this festival? 740-383-9944. One of the people I know for sure would be at the festival, and that would be, and what's his name? Let us know about when those sermons are on from different churches, right?
Yeah, Trinity Baptist is on Sunday and Wednesday from 6 to 7.
Okay, let me write that down. Trinity Baptist, Sundays, for what time?
6 to 7.
6 to 7, okay.
And Wednesday, 6 to 7.
And Wednesday, 6 to 7. Okay, any other sermons?
The pastor spot with Pastor Whitaker.
Oh, yes, from Prospect.
Prospect, he's on Wednesday, or Tuesday, from 5 to 6, and then Sunday morning from 8 to 10.
Okay, Sunday morning 8 to 10, okay. Very good, because I had a caller wanted to know, because she doesn't hear the sermons anymore.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. 10 TV meteorologist Mike Davis charged with pandering child pornography? That's a headline. We're the first. It probably came across your TV. Mike Davis? Mike Davis?
Here's the story.
Pandering. All the story is here. According to court documents, Davis was arrested and charged with pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor, a second-degree felony. Court documents allege on August 5th, Davis knowingly advertised for sale or dissemination, sell, distribute, transport an image of a minor participating or engaging in sexual activity. According to Franklin County Sheriff's Office, Public Information Officer Mike Goffstein, law enforcement executed a search warrant on Davis's home in Upper Arlington Thursday morning. That's this morning. The arrest was made by a detective from the Sheriff's Office Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Oh, boy. Oh, we have a caller here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, the pollen from the corn plant come from the tassels.
Yes, from the tassels, correct. Yes, would you like a prize today?
I would love a prize.
Okay, you want to go to the zoo?
Absolutely.
Okay, and what is your name?
Danielle Davis.
Danielle Davis, okay. Very good. Do you know where we're located?
I do.
Good. Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, thanks for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, now going back to I can't believe this. It's hard to believe, isn't it? You never know what's going to happen. As of 10 a.m. today, Davis's bio was still listed on the WBNS website. He has been a meteorologist in Central Ohio since 1987. NBC4 reached out to 10TV management for comment and is waiting for a response from their parent company, Tegna, T-E-G-N-A. A report on the WBNS website says the station first learned of the charges when he was arrested Thursday morning. That's this morning. Davis is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I can't believe it. Boy, you just never know, do you? Mike Davis, chief meteorologist, Channel 10 in Columbus. Well, you know, and something else that happened to a TV person this past week was the traffic girl that told you about the traffic on Channel 6 every morning. She was arrested for drunk driving. And you just never know, do you? Oh, Mike Davis, arrested on, what was it, charged with child pornography? My. Well, you heard it on here. It may have popped up on your TV screen, too. I don't know. But we've got this here. 7403-39944. And we'll be back here in, we're going to break for a minute or so. Here's a caller. Let me take this call quick. Yes, caller, quickly. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm calling to say you something about that Mike Davis thing. You never know. You never know who you're watching on TV.
Yes, you said it, yes. You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again, and good morning, caller.
Good morning. The pollen from the corn plant came from the tassels.
Yes, right. Okay, and would you like a prize today?
Please.
Okay. What would you like to do? Go to the zoo?
Yes, please. I have a 2-year-old that we've been dying to take to the zoo.
Oh, really? Okay. That's good to hear. And what is your name?
Leslie Shockey.
Wait, just a second. What's your last name?
Shockey. It's Shockey.
Okay. All right. Very good. And, you know where we're located?
Let me get your address just be safe.
Okay. I tell you, we're downtown now.
Oh, okay.
And we're on the second floor of the Ohio Health building there, which would be at the corner of Prospect and Center.
Don't chase them.
And we're on the second floor. You go in the door and hit the elevator button. And follow the directions. Our sign is on our door.
All righty.
Okay.
Do I just like bring my ID or anything?
No, you just tell them who you are.
All right.
Thank you. That's good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye.
All right. Good. Another listener there. Good. And so, yes, we know now that the pollen comes from the tassel on the popcorn. Now, when I was growing sweet corn last year, I would take and shake the tassel to make sure that I pollinated. Oh, my. Okay, going back to Mike Davis, isn't that something? I mean, that's hard to believe that Mike Davis, he's chief meteorologist at Channel 10, charged with child pornography. My. And you can pick that up. I don't know what detail. Oh, here we go. Here's a... Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello? Well, I thought I had a... Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard that the pollen from the corn plant came from the tassels.
Yeah, but you're about the fourth person that gave me that answer now.
Really?
Yeah. Well, hey, you must want to go to the zoo, too, don't you?
Yeah, I'd love going to the zoo.
Yeah, okay, what is your name?
My name is Michael Morris.
Michael Morris. Okay, Michael. Yep. Do you know where we're located?
I don't think I do.
Okay, well, here. I'll tell you how to... We're in the Ohio Health Building in downtown Marion at the corner...
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah, I'm familiar. I think it's the old Chase Building up there, Prospect.
That's right. We're up on the second floor. You come in the west door, hit the elevator button, and up you come, and we're at the end of the hall on the second floor.
Well, great. So just come up anytime today?
Yeah, sure. Well,
all right. Sounds good. We'll be in town for the festival, so that'll work perfectly.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, that's good to have. we've had... a lot of new people, Doug Hessen, Dan Hall, Dan Davis, Les Shokley, and Michael Morris. My goodness, that's good to hear. We would like to have everybody listening in here, but I can't get over yet this business with Mike Davis. You know, it's Mike Davis once that chided us here, my Buckeye Chuck. 1 year, I couldn't get the regular Buckeye Chuck, and I had a stuffed groundhog, and put him on display, and they took TV pictures of him, and okay, oh yeah, that's right, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., listeners, that's the pickup time, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., 8 a.m. to 1, I have to mention that more often, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., pick up your prize time, okay. 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Mike Davis said on channel, well, they don't even have a real groundhog. They got a stuffed groundhog in Marion. And ever since that time, I just kind of cringed when I saw Mike Davis. I didn't like him making a bad comment about Buckeye Chuck. And now look what's happened. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. He's scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow at 9 a.m. I can't... Well, you never know. Look what all's happened to famous people over the years. My. Now, don't forget, pickup time, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at WWGH, downtown Marion in the Ohio Health Building. Okay, let me see what else I can find out here. We talked about the ginkgo. Oh, and we haven't yet found an answer for what's the name of the horse race in Delaware during Little Brown Jug Week. Not the Little Brown Jug Race. That's the big one. And that always takes several heats to win. I don't know how many heats you have to win to become the winner of the Little Brown Jug. But there's a race in between. That's probably the most... it's the second most popular race at the Little Brown Jug. Now, what race is that? What's it called? The race has a title of something you could hold water in. No, it's not the bucket race. Okay. Well, we found out in big shape that the tassel on popcorn or any corn is the pollinator. Okay. And let's see. Oh, my goodness. The builder of the cannon, the builder of the cannon that has been in the popcorn festival parade for many years, his name, did I get it yet? It's Jim Sauter, James Sauter. And I think he passed away, but he leaves behind the sound of the cannon. Oh, boy. And I haven't found out yet what is the proper moisture for a kernel of corn, popcorn that is, what's the correct moisture to make it pop right? Popped right. Wasn't there a company called Popped Right? Was there? That all of a sudden that sounds Popped Right. Yeah. Is that, I'm sure, was the brand name of a popcorn. Popped Right? Anybody familiar with that? Or if you have any questions about the Popcorn Festival, give me a buzz, 7403-39944. We'll try, if we can, to get some of the royalty on the air before the festival is over, because they're mighty busy people during the festival and in other times off the from the festival. They'll be at other festivals around Ohio. Like, once you become elected or recognized as a pageant winner, like there's Teeny Pop, there's and first runner-up, second runner-up, and so forth, and the Wee Pop and Miss Popcorn Festival, Marion Popcorn Festival, and Mrs. Marion Popcorn Festival, they're all supposed to travel to other festivals promoting the Marion Popcorn Festival. Okay, 7403-39944. What's your favorite food? Is it bourbon chicken? Now, here, if you go to the internet and type in bourbon flavoring, and you can bring up where you can buy bottles of flavoring, the bourbon flavor, and you can put that on your own chicken and see what it, but boy, is that popular. Every festival, no matter where it's at, it becomes the most popular item of food. People love bourbon chicken. And where is it going to be here in the Marion Popcorn Festival? Where is the bourbon chicken located? And what different this year is there at the Marion Popcorn Festival in the way of food? And, of course, maybe it's too soon to know, because most people have just gone to the fair early this morning, maybe. And maybe some people will call us tomorrow on what their favorite food is. Now, tomorrow, too, I'll be on from the usual time, 10 till noon. And then from about 12:15 to 1 o'clock when we have our little get-togethers here. Okay. So, but pick up your prize 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay. But if you're just tuning in, we got a notice here on our wireless information that Mike Davis, the chief meteorologist of Channel 10 in Columbus, has been arrested for child pornography. He's charged with child pornography. His hearing is tomorrow. Interesting. Boy, is that, I bet that's upsetting and making tongues wag all over the media in Columbus. My goodness. You know, Channel 6 had a little problem with their traffic girl. She got picked up for OVI, and she's not been back on the air yet. Mike Davis probably will be off the air. Maybe, who knows? Interesting, isn't it? My. The things that happen. It's like nothing is surprising anymore. All right, so we found out today that alfalfa is good for horses, but we haven't found out the name of the race in Delaware next week. The Little Brown Jug race is next week in Delaware. But in the meantime, there's another race during that time of the Little Brown Jug. It's a race for the name that has in it, the name has in it something that would hold water. And no, it's not the bucket race, but it's close to it. And we found out that pacers and trotters run at in horse races, and they have a different set of harness. You can tell it between the, and I can't tell you the difference between the pacer and the trotter, but it's definitely a different way of performing and a different harness. Farm Science Review, we found out, is also, I believe, next week. And 1981, the first Marion Popcorn Festival, and the first contest that we, a goofy contest, is, was in 1981, the bed race, when groups of people paid an entry fee and entered a bed and pushed it down the street. Now, I think it only happened 1 year. It must not have turned out too well. Oh, my goodness. Well, a lot of people are going to the zoo from Marion, that's for sure. In fact, today, it's really interesting. Today is the 5th. I've been writing down the 4th here. Let me change change my date on these. Today is the 5th of September, the first day of the Marion Popcorn Festival, and the Popcorn Festival's parade is tonight. What's the starting time for the parade? It was at 6. And the parade route will go from East Center to State, Downstate, and left then on Church, where it will end there before you get to Mount Vernon Avenue. Okay, so today is the 5th day of September. Boy, time. And next week, on the 13th, that'd be 8 days from today, will be the big reception at the Marion Municipal Airport. Then the next day, it will be the big we're going to have military planes, two of the Osprey. And you've seen those on television. We're going to have two of the planes or the helicopters that, well, remember Black Hawk Down movie? We're going to have two of Black Hawks here at the airport. And you'll be able to look inside these aircraft. And we'll have helicopter rides. And we should have, too, the free rides for youngsters to get their first ride on an aircraft. I think that will take place.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. We've got, about 13 minutes left in the program today. So if you got something you'd like to pass along, and we had a caller that called during that break, please call back. And let me see what else. If there's anything you want to know about the Popcorn Festival, give me a buzz. And I can't remember. Here we go. Here's our buzz. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Gee, I thought I missed my cue. You were talking about the fly-in, and I thought maybe I could help you with some of the things that are going to be going on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's an awful lot. For those of you who are internet savvy and like to play around on the web, sad news about Mike Davis, but hey, that's life. We have quite a bit coming here this year. We've got two Marine Osprey vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. We have an Army Black Hawk medevac helicopter. And yesterday it was confirmed that we have another Black Hawk helicopter. However, they said weather contingent. So I don't know. They should be able to make it at any rate. And then we've got Butler County Warbirds. They have a PT-19. It's a training plane. And then, of course, our feature, we have the Commemorative Air Force Red Tail Squadron's P-51 Mustang and their mobile theater. And that has a 15-minute documentary about the Tuskegee Airmen. So those are some of the things that are going on that day. And for those who are interested, Friday morning between 7 and 10, Cameron Fontana from ABC 6 and WTTE Fox 28 will be here doing 6 2-minute segments.
Wow.
So we're going to get the word out there about the fly-in, and we could have a really, really large crowd this year if Mother Nature cooperates. But one thing that's important to understand about the mobile theater is, I'm trying to look for, here we go. I just wrote this press release. The theater only seats 40 people. And if you really want to get there and not have to wait in line, or you're going to have to wait a little bit, but if you can get a group of 40 people together and contact the redtail.org, get a hold of the logistics coordinator, they'll make arrangements for a group to get in there. So it would behoove you, if you want to avoid waiting and waiting to get there, or when you get there, and you got a group of up to 40 people, let them know from their website you will be arriving, and we'll try to get you through there quicker. And groups that do this will get a commemorative Red Tail Squadron dog tag. Now, if you're the general public and you're going out there, the hours will be Wednesday the 11th from 9 to 1, and then there'll be a break for those who work first shift, kids in school. There'll be a break until 3:30, then it'll be 3:30 to 7:30, and that'll be on Wednesday the 11th and Thursday the 12th, the same hours, from 9 to 1, and then 3:30 to 7:30. So it'll be out there. The P-51 will be there, whether, you know, it depends on the weather. However, the P-51 is planning on being here on the 10th as well. So it'll be here plenty of time for folks to see it during that Wednesday and Thursday. Now, Friday, it will not be open because we're setting everything up for Saturday for the fly-in. You're more than welcome to come out and watch the goings-on, the things happening. It may or may not be boring to you, but it'll be a beehive of activity.
Very good. Okay.
And then we also have tickets available, and you have to have a ticket to get into the VIP fundraising reception. And everything I just mentioned, you'll be able to see without being elbow to elbow with the crowds and everything. You'll be the first to see the documentary in the Red Tail Squadron's mobile theater. We are having incredible hors d'oeuvres this year. Special Occasions from Upper Sandusky is going to be putting together a great collection of hors d'oeuvres. One ticket holder will receive a ride in the P-51 Mustang. And that, if you were to go out and say, hey, I want to take a ride, that would cost you $2,000. And you'll be the first to see the Marine Corps Osprey aircraft. You'll get to go into it, walk around it. The Marines will be there to talk to you about it and answer any questions. And the same with the Black Hawk helicopter. The medevac helicopter will be doing demonstrations to show folks how that helicopter and the medevac crew function. So it's all a donation of only $50, and you'll be in a drawing for that flight in the legendary P-51 Mustang.
Very good, Terry.
So,
all right.
And the great thing for Saturday is two voices that you've heard for years, Jeff Ruth and Charlie Evers, will be talking to you and letting
That's right.
you know what's happening.
That's for sure. Okay.
So thank you very much. Thank you,
yes.
WWGH.
All right. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Thanks. Okay, now, you know, it's interesting. So, you know, we like to publicize events. And had we had more information about the Popcorn Festival, we'd like to do the same thing you just heard there and tell you what's going on. Okay, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Is the horse race you're looking for called the Little Brown Jug?
No, that's the main race. No, there's one before that.
Okay.
All right. Okay, All thanks.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, I didn't get it.
All right. Okay. Yeah. What's the next... most important race at the Little Brown Jug in Delaware. It's a race with a name that has a title in it of something you can carry water in. That's a pretty large hint. Now, don't forget, too, if you won a prize today or any time, they're open, the building here for you will be open 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. so you can come in and pick up your prize. Now, we're located in the Ohio Health Building at the corner of Prospect and West Center. Prospect and West Center. And you come to the west door and go in and punch number 2 on the elevator. And when you come up to the second floor, you make a right-hand turn and come down the hallway to us. You'll see a sign on our door. That's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay, now, what's your favorite food? I haven't heard anyone, have we had anybody mention their favorite food? I know bourbon chicken seems to be number one with a lot of people. What about DeRusso's sausage or Wagner's pork? Yeah, we got, boy, DeRusso's been here. You know, they're located over in eastern Ohio, I think Canton or somewhere. And DeRusso's been here for a long time. And they have, I think, hot Italian and regular. And I know they're here because I saw their outfit. And, oh, there's just dozens of concessionaires. If you know of any that would like to tell us a little bit about their concession, please feel free. It costs you nothing. We've got 5 minutes left in the program this morning. And then... the rest of the day is taken up, and if you want to come up to 1 p.m. today, pick up your prize, please feel free. So we found out today, too, about the bed race and about the tassel on contains pollen in an ear of corn. And what else did we find out? Oh, you haven't told me yet what the proper amount of moisture, percentage-wise, should be in a popcorn kernel. A kernel that is used to make popcorn has to have so much moisture in it, a certain percentage. Too little or too much won't work. So what is the proper amount of moisture in a kernel of popcorn? Now, you wouldn't know this unless you had some scientific instruments to measure moisture. But what is the proper moisture in a kernel of corn to make it pop? And it pops because the moisture builds up as steam and bursts out through that kernel in a big pop. And then you have your popcorn. Yeah. In a kernel. Yeah. What is the name of the mascot for the popcorn festival? I can't remember it either. I know what it looks like. But and I'm sure it was made in Marion, too. Okay. Once again, and you'll hear about this all over today, word of mouth and otherwise, about WBNS meteorologist Mike Davis. has been arrested and charged with child pornography. That's probably the biggest story in Columbus all day and anywhere. You can believe that. I just wonder how the other stations and how WBNS will handle that story. Going to be interesting, isn't it? And you'll hear them in just a little over a minute. That'd be interesting to turn to Channel 10 to see what they've got to say about Mike Davis. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's going to do it pretty much for my part today. But now I'll be back here tomorrow. And would, maybe by then you can tell me what your favorite food was or is at the Marion Popcorn Festival. And there's certainly plenty of vendors out there. Wow. And there's a lot of people out there up and down the Midway right now, eating, stuffing themselves with goodies. Ah. Now, I like sausage, too. I like the regular or even the spicy sausage. I like the gyros, the gyros. And, well, a lot of different. I like most every kind of food. Now, I have to, myself, I have to kind of lay low on salty things. But sometimes you have to break the rules a little bit when you come to a festival. So the Popcorn Festival is today, tomorrow, and Friday. Saturday, rather. Today, Friday, and Saturday. And the parade is starts tonight around... what is the start? Can anyone call me quickly and tell me when the parade starts? Is it 5 or 6 o'clock? 7403-39944. Is it 5 or 6 o'clock the parade starts? Probably 6. Okay, we have about almost a minute left in the program today. Got time for you to call if you'd like. 7403-39944. Tell me what time the parade starts. Here we go. Here's the caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Totally after 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, the parade starts at 6, and it starts there at Forest Lawn Boulevard, and goes, winds its way down to State Street, down State to Church, and left on Church. And that's it. Okay, have a great day today, and hey, have fun at the festival, too. It's only once a year. Enjoy it. Yeah.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because lose their temper, some to get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the